Hachette Audio presents Zoom, the global race to fuel the car of the future. Written by Vijay Vaitheeswaran and Ian Carson. Read by Vijay Vaitheeswaran.
Hi, this is Vijay Vaitheeswaran. Introduction, The Great Awakening. If you want to see the future of automobiles and energy, you don't need to travel to Japan. Look no further than Troy, Michigan, where a latter-day Thomas Edison is forging the path. The ages of mankind have been classified by the materials they use. The Bronze Age, the Iron Age, the Age of Silicon. We are at the dawn of the Hydrogen Age. So proclaims Stanford Ovshinsky, co-founder of Energy Conversion Devices, ECD. What is more, he says, the hydrogen economy is happening already. It's refreshing to find a hydrogen advocate who's actually come up with the goods. After all, there have been plenty of grandiose but unsubstantiated claims made over the past few years about the potential for hydrogen to replace fossil fuels as an energy carrier, so some skepticism is certainly in order. In particular, George Bush and the big car manufacturers have crowned fuel cells as the long-awaited replacement for the internal combustion engine. But the date for commercialization of those automotive fuel cells somehow keeps slipping just beyond the horizon. Many argue that hydrogen is just a cynical, long-term diversion used by Bush and Detroit to avoid short-term action on fuel economy standards, plug-in hybrids, or other here-and-now options. And yet, here's Stan Ovshinsky.